Hi, this is Andrew.
And this is Kathleen.
And this is our podcast for tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Did I mention that this is a karaoke version of New York, New York?
I thought you just got off of YouTube.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York. New York. Take it.
I don't think so. I'm no better than that.
Oh, come on. I thought it would be better.
No, I don't sing for people.
Oh. So New York, New York, because we went to New York Friday. New York City.
Yep.
Or the city, as you people call it down there.
It's Manhattan.
Yeah, the city.
The city.
It's all the city.
It's not.
Well, I think it's all city, but that's okay.
Well, you're country
boy. So we went down to New York and got your picture drawn in Central Park.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I waited 20 years for that.
That's neat. So you can check off. We did the carriage ride in Central Park. We did the picture drawn in Central Park.
Yep.
We went to the Central Park Zoo another time.
I wasn't really impressed with that zoo at all.
What else do you need to do in New York?
You have to have a hot dog.
No, I mean like we've never done before. We have a hot dog like every time. We didn't this time. We ate in an overpriced restaurant full of business people.
And it got to my stomach so badly. It was
a little too much information for where we're going. So I
don't know. I think we've like done everything in New York that we want to.
No, there's so much more to do. There's some more plays I'd like to see.
Oh, that's true. But I'm not going in a helicopter, so you could just...
I want to do the helicopter.
But I'm not. You'll have to go by yourself.
I'll take Caitlin.
No, you won't.
Oh, okay.
My kids are not going on any helicopter ride.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you'll change your mind at some point. We go to helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
No.
They have a walkway over the Grand Canyon. Have you ever seen that?
I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
Well, I've been, but not where the walkway is. But there's a glass walkway that goes over the Grand Canyon.
So you've told me.
And it's really cool. And you can, like, walk out and look down on it.
So when we start our ministry and go from church to church, then that'll be one of our stops, right?
Andrew and Kathleen Traveling Ministry Evangelism Show.
.com.
Let's register that before somebody else did.
Yeah. So, do you know any other Andrew and Kathleen's?
TravelingEvangelismShow.com. That's not the website. The website's KathleenSmith.org.
That's right.
Or ANDSMI.com for tech news. I don't know if I have any tech tips for the week. Oh, I got iOS 8 from Apple. They have their new operating system. It's really cool because...
I still can't believe they gave that to you. That's like, ugh.
Oh, the phone?
Yes. So
I went in because the back of my iPhone 5 had been faded a little.
The big deal.
And now the corners of my iPhone 5 were like completely destroyed from me dropping it on concrete.
Okay, that I got, but come on.
They won't replace
really?
It because it drops, but because the back was faded.
So what?
Well, that's a defect. They replaced it and gave me a new one for free.
And if you got in a cover like your family kept telling you to.
Yeah, but then it
doesn't look
as beautiful as having a naked phone. You want the phone to, in its, all its beauty that Steve Jobs intended it to be.
Well, I have a nice case for my phone thanks to my husband.
Yes, you do.
And it's gray.
Yes. So you got your book, Marriages and Miscarriages, One Woman's Personal Experience. You tweet about it a lot. And then today somebody highlighted, like, compiled a list of who the most influential people on certain keywords were. And they picked for the miscarriage keyword, they picked you as, like, number 4 of 10 as the one who...
Well, I counted it. And I was close. It was 5.
5 of 10.
But, yeah, since I was in the mention, I clicked on it. I'm like, why am I being mentioned in this? I don't get it. And then I saw the word miscarriage with a pound sign, so I figured, let me check this out. And I went to the website, and sure enough, my username's there, and my tweet's there by 2 other people.
Cool. And you put a picture of that on Twitter? Where'd you put that picture? Facebook?
Actually, it's on my book's Facebook page.
The book's Facebook page, which you should like if you haven't liked before.
Oh, please do. I would appreciate that.
Another interesting thing as times have changed with how people interact with stuff with Twitter and Facebook and stuff, and you had something cool happen last week where an author that you like to read who writes
for...
That
was last night.
Last night. That writes for, is it the
Harlequin Love Inspired.
Love Inspired, which is like the Christian Harlequin series.
Yes.
The books are in Walmart and different stuff.
Actually, your sister was the one who introduced me to this author's books.
Lenora Worth, is that correct? And her books are in Walmart and different places. Stuff.
Yes,
but you can even get them
online.
You follow her on Twitter?
Actually, I started following her on Facebook first. I sent her a friend request, and she accepted it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like each other's things and all that stuff. But her, one of her first books, The Wedding Quilt, I read, and that just had me hooked on her. Mm-hmm. So I've been reading all of her books ever since.
And then you were looking for her other book at Walmart and didn't see it, and you sent a message to her on Facebook, or you just said something on Facebook?
No, she actually put a status like on Facebook, and it had a picture of the book, like a poster. And I told her that I tried to buy it at Walmart, and they're all sold out. And she sent me a private message and told me that she would be willing to send me a copy. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so, yeah, she's sending it to me as soon as she gets to the post office. I was like, this is so cool. You're one of my favorite authors.
Now, what's this? Is this Body of Evidence? Or no, that's
no. It has a picture of a cowboy on it. It's like her latest one.
As we're looking through, we should have been a little more
prepared. That's definitely her.
But looking at the author page, it's kind of cool. If you just search for an author on Google, you get the Amazon page and all the different books.
Something she writes cowboy or cowboy
Lone
something.
Star Protector?
No, that's...
What was your favorite one so far? The Wedding Quilt?
Yes.
Tell us a little about that.
Oh, let's see if I can even remember it. I have a habit. I could only read a book once. Let me see. There's a girl. She lives with her dad. Her mom dies when she's really young. I don't remember why, but
don't give anything away.
Well...
So they're like, they're romance, they're short romance books with a Christian...
Yes, there's always a Christian
thing to it.
Plot or something, not a plot, but, you know, there are verses in it, and the people are reminded to, you know, wait on the Lord or go to the Lord, and it's really cool. Yeah, there's definitely always a message in her books.
You enjoy them, and she's an author that interacts with people, stuff's kind of cool how she does. I can't believe you can't remember the name of what the...
I'm sorry, I know there is a cowboy on the cover. And that is in the title, Cowboy.
You talk about book covers.
Oh, book covers. I mean, what do you want to know about book covers?
Well, because I don't really care about a cover of a book, but you generally...
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that wild cowboy.
I told you Cowboy was in the title.
Now, is that love-inspired or that's not love-inspired?
I don't know. It's a super romance.
I see.
That's perfect for me.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway...
Yeah, Lenora Worth books, they're interesting. Let's finish that conversation up. You really like them?
I do.
People should go buy some books by Lenora, L-E-N-O-R-A,
Worth,
W-O-R-T-H. They can get them on Amazon or wherever
Walmart. I mean, you really can get them from anywhere.
So tell us a book cover. You look at a book cover, and that's how you decide to buy it.
Pretty much, yes.
Do you flip it open and read it?
What? No. Maybe here and there. I will read the back cover to see if I like what's being said about what's going to happen in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And if that gets my attention, I'm a lot closer to buying the book. But the cover tells me an awful lot. And I've actually learned from being an author, the cover says an awful lot.
Yeah, a lot of people look at it that way. It doesn't make any sense to me because I don't care.
You're not an author.
No, but I mean, as a person to buy things or purchase stuff, which is what you're talking about, is to look at it. I don't even look that way. I'll look at the book. I'll open it, read the last chapter.
Yeah, you know,
like that.
I'll read the first page. And like, if you've got me... In the first, maybe two sentences, I'll buy the book. But if the cover really got me, I'm buying it. And I know I'm going to like it.
So I think that's probably it for tonight. We're running a little long. And hopefully people enjoyed this conversation.
Seems like we go longer and longer.
No, we were keeping it to under 4 minutes. And we're like 8 or 7 or something like that.
Oh, really? Because
that's a minute left of 10 minutes.
Oh.
So we'll finish up with some final karaoke. Are you ready?
I ain't singing.
Why not? Come on, you just...
Because I know better.
These little town blues melting away. I really don't know karaoke. I think it involves alcohol.
I'm going to burp soon.
I'll make a brand of too much of... That was not in line. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.